Hello, and welcome to a special podcast episode of the Collaboration for Healthier Lives Coalition of Action at the Consumer Goods Forum. The mission of the CHL Coalition is to empower people to live healthier lives while creating shared value for business and communities. How do we do this? By focusing on consumers, both in stores and digitally, and on employee health and well-being. 2023 is the year of employee well-being at the CGF, where we're raising awareness around the issue of employee health and providing a call to action and guidance for companies to create a workplace culture which actively promotes and supports well-being. Today, I am joined by Helen Ray, who is moving from regional health lead in Europe to the lead in mental health and energy strategy at Mars, which has a diverse portfolio of confectionery, food, pet care products and services with over 140,000 employees in more than 80 countries. We're here to discuss not just the secrets to a successful employee well-being strategy, but also how to measure its impact. So let's dive right in with a very simple question. What does well-being mean to you personally?
No, thank you. That's a really great question to kick off with. I've been fortunate to spend my career dedicated to the belief that employers like Mars can positively impact the health and well-being of their employees, their families and communities. And I've been really fortunate in being able to live my personal purpose through the work that I do for more than 20 years. So for me personally, my own well-being is really important as it enables me to manage the pressures of work and achieve my career purpose and my life ambition. My life ambition is really just to be as good as I can be for as long as I can be, you know, knowing that there are unpredictables through life. And I've got intentional strategies around that. So an example of one of the things that I do is to prioritize sleep. I've realized through the work that I've done through wellbeing, through that 20-year career, that sleep is really important to me. And if I don't have enough, I can't be as good as I can be at work or at home. So I have a school night bedtime that I've had for many years. It enables me to get enough sleep. And in addition to that, I have some other needs. You know, I like to get out into nature, so I walk my dog each day. But I think it's important just to note that well-being means different things to different people. And through our approach at Mars, we take a holistic approach to that. And we have strategies that allow associates to think about their own well-being, what's important to them, and how we can help them to thrive.
Thank you for sharing that, Helen. Well, I think a lot of us can relate with sleep. And I mean, myself personally, I need 8 to 9 hours of sleep per night. So thank you for sharing. Of course, individually, we often take our own well-being seriously, but why is it important for employers to take it seriously and manage the well-being of their own employees?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I'm fortunate to work for a business that absolutely believes that a thriving workforce means a successful business. You know, our health and well-being strategy at Mars is embedded in our sustainability plan, and it aligns to the business purpose. In the world we want tomorrow, everyone is thriving. So I'm fortunate for that. But for other businesses coming through, you know, we know that we've just been through, you know, a pandemic. This was important, though, I would note, before the pandemic, but COVID has accelerated a trend that we already knew was here. The background or the chronic anxiety that comes for our associates or employees working through one global crisis after another, alongside, you know, huge rapid changes in society is really wearing, and we're seeing the impact of that in our businesses around the globe. Being overwhelmed consumes human energy. It impacts, you know, the company's ability to retain the best. It impacts performance, innovation and culture. And so, you know, really, we know that our associates' physical and mental health has a significant impact on their morale, their performance, interaction with colleagues, customers and clients. You know, prioritizing that brings so many benefits, not least attracting and retaining the best talent, but it's the foundation of what we believe is a responsible business. And we have some data that backs that up. We've been measuring our associate energy for some time now through our annual Miles Associate Survey. And we know from our survey in 2021 that associates who reported sufficient energy were three times less likely to leave Miles. The survey also measures inclusion, engagement and empowerment pieces. And so we also know that those who report sufficient energy are more engaged and productive. They can meet the demands both at work and at home. So, you know, really good evidence for that. If you want more evidence, we can look externally. Plenty of evidence now that just show that, you know, the workplace has a significant impact on employees' physical and mental health. There's one that's just been published just recently that tells us that managers have just as much of an impact on people's mental health as their spouse or their doctor. You know, and so that same paper also tells us that people are looking for work that supports their health. So as a business, we need to take this seriously. The evidence is there. If you want to attract and retain the best talent and have, you know, a productive, sustainable workplace, employee wellbeing is an area of focus in the coming years.
Thanks for sharing, Helen. And it's great to see that Mars is actually measuring the data as well and kind of tracking what their employees think about their well-being programs and strategies. But my question would be to you is, do you have an example of a kind of well-being strategy that Mars is currently implementing?
Yes. We've recently just been through a refresh of our strategy. We started our Associate Health and Wellbeing Centre of Excellence, where I sit in the business, back in 2018. And we spent the first few years looking really at foundational elements that we needed as we began this piece of work pre-pandemic. But we've just been back through that loop again, and we've looked again, you know, at the evidence in our business. You know, so what are the prevalent and emerging health challenges for us? What are the trends that we hear from the business in terms of how they're able to sort of implement their strategies, and also associate voice? And then with that information, we've designed the next phase of our strategy with a clear vision. So I think the first thing that you need is a really clear vision. Ours is about creating a culture of health and energy where everyone is thriving. It links back to the purpose of the business. And we've got three areas that we're delivering against on that. We call them the three I's: impact, integrate and ignite. Impact is about increasing reach. And that's really where the mental health and energy strategy sits as a business priority. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. Integrate is how we integrate into the business units, processes and ways of working. And ignite is about a social movement. So how do we, you know, ignite this in all of our business units, in the many countries and cultures and languages that we operate in? So Ignite is the piece that we've been working on just recently, and we've just launched our Be Well Together strategy, a global framework of how we understand health and well-being for our business at Mars. And it takes our associates through, you know, what are the elements of health that are important? So energize your day, the things that we need to do every day to bring energy to our work and lives. Boost your health, the longer term things that we need to do to ensure that we have long-term health. Live your purpose. You know, live your purpose underpins, you know, our goals and values and how we achieve that. And then be well together, how, knowing that together, you know, health is very collaborative and social, and we want all elements of our business to be thinking and integrating health into their business strategies. And that really then brings it to life for our associates. So it's really visible. It allows local activation by our associate resource groups or employee resource groups, and by local associate health and wellbeing champions, and by our local health and wellbeing teams. So that's really where our strategy is going. But we do have some flagship programs that I can talk to that we've really measured to see what the impact is. And perhaps the biggest and longest serving one of those is what we call our Health Fundamentals program. So it looks about how do we create healthy work sites? What are the elements that you need in every work site that will make the healthy choice the easier choice? And we've been running this now for 4 or 5 years. We measure annually against 10 evidence-based fundamentals of a healthy worksite: culture and environment. So things such as healthy leadership, promotion of good nutrition, ability to be physically active, both in the workplace and outside of the workplace, meaningful medical benefits, and support for mental well-being and energy are some of the elements that we measure. And all of our large sites, over 100 heads, report out on that each year. And we're really delighted to see the progress that we've made there. We're now at 78% of our large, over 100 head sites, that's 150 sites, are reporting at gold level, which is our sort of target level of where we want to move all of our associates. But we haven't just sat still either. Through the period of time that we've been running this survey, we continue to adjust the survey, bringing in the latest evidence for the things that we need. So this year, for example, we've added much more in the mental health and energy place. And we've also added a platinum section for those countries and sites that have got to gold already, that really connects in with our inclusion and cultural elements of a healthy worksite. So that's one of the biggest things that we measure our business and report out externally. So you can see our progress for that on our Mars.com pages in our sustainability plan.
Thanks for that, Helen. So it's really great that Mars has a kind of very clear vision and blueprint that trickles down to all its associates and their local offices. Mm-hmm. But are there any best practices to measure this and track this kind of impact?
I think that when you start to plan your health and wellbeing strategy, it's about what are the health challenges in your business? What are the prevalent emerging trends? And use a population health approach. From there, then create linkages and understand the relationship and how that integrates with your business. So safety, IND, talent, business strategies. And then you can set your goals. So for us, we have this big measure here in Site Health Fundamentals. We call it Nourish in the past. We also have an energy KPI that we track as well. I have the energy for the things that matter the most to me. So those are our two big sort of, you know, high level measures that we use to measure our progress. I think it's really important as you build your strategy to include your employee voice. So understand for them, you know, what's important to them, and go to different parts of your business. So when we did our initial diagnosis, we went to many different countries, to many different job roles, from our associates that are in the factory, to our field sales associates, office associates, to really understand, you know, what were the barriers for them in managing their health, and how could we as a business, you know, break down some of those barriers and help. So go out and speak to associate voice, and then co-create your vision and plan with your sponsors, so that it's really embedded in the business progress. So for us, you know, our vision: create a culture of health of energy where everyone is thriving. We know that in the background, we have these three areas, the three I's that I spoke to earlier: integrate, ignite, and impact. And then we measure these KPIs that tell us how are we progressing. Alongside that, there are other programs that input, and we measure, you know, we measure everything that we possibly can to help us build the insights and see our progress.
And just to clarify, Helen, associates in Mars lingo, it's employees.
That's
am I right?
Sorry, I apologize. I should have said that at the beginning. Yeah. And so we call all our employees associates at Mars.
And my final question for you today would be, if I am a company and I want to take my first initial steps in building a successful employee well-being strategy, or if I already have an existing employee well-being strategy and I'd like to refine it, I'd like to update it, what should I keep in mind?
I think my key piece of advice would be to ensure that your strategy is data and insight driven. Yeah, I've been, you know, working in the wellbeing space for more than 20 years, and we started out with Fruity Fridays and yoga on a Tuesday lunchtime. I think, you know, that has shifted. Awareness has really shifted that well-being is a business strategy. And so therefore, you know, really, really dig into your business, understand what the challenges are, what you're trying to achieve, and then build those programs from there. I would also look to make sure that you have the foundations in place. So the foundations of a safe, healthy environment. So do no harm first. So within our strategy, we have, you know, occupational health and safety is absolutely foundational to ensure that our business, you know, is a great business. And then layered on top of that, as a sort of how now do we promote and improve well-being beyond that foundation?
So it's really about having a concrete vision, building a strategy, mm-hmm. and then also looking at what's right for your business, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. every business will have different needs.
Every business is different. And I think it's really important to co-create that with your sponsors and with the business, so it's integrated and not siloed. I think there's been, you know, a bit of a silo previously, but, you know, it needs to be an integrated business strategy that comes to life in wherever as an associate is. They understand the sort of health and well-being goals of the business.
That's very insightful. Thank you very much, Helen. I think we've run out of time. So thank you everyone for listening to this special podcast episode from the CGF's Collaboration for Healthier Lives Coalition of Action. Many thanks to Helen for joining us today, and continue to engage with the CGF's employee wellbeing campaign using the hashtag wellbeing at work, and visit our website tcgfhealthierlives.com to know more. Thank you and goodbye.